Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another. To be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings. Nahastan anila nijone go shavotya, nijone go shavotya. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Way. Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending native lands and indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Yeah! music from the drum Blackstone off their Canyon Records CD entitled Back in the Day. The name of that song was Enjoying a Way of Life. The drum to Native peoples is considered the heartbeat of Mother Earth. Our powwows are social gatherings that gift us an appreciation of our tribal way of life. Everyone enjoys the drum songs, but importantly, they also give meaning to what it means to be an indigenous person. Before contact with foreigners, as we say in my Wabanaki language, the Wampisketonk, our native societies had a very good life in harmony with Mother Earth and each other. Despite more than five centuries of domination, many of our cultural practices, like the powwow, give us meaning and enjoyment to be Indian. Ashkwe, greetings and hello, everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yad Kadishi Native Center. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Today's broadcast is Program 6 in Wolf Mountain Radio's special series entitled Voices for Justice, Youth Activists at the 4th Annual Immokalee Encuentro. One of the most enjoyable aspects of attending the annual Encuentros is the opportunity for me to talk with participants who come from various geographic and cultural backgrounds. Some are longtime activists who represent a national organization or campaign that supports the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and Student Farm Worker Alliance. Other participants may represent a community group that is an ally to CIW and SFA. There are also some young people who are new to social justice issues and are here for their first time. In addition, Encuentro participants range in age from high school to graduate school. Above all, the Encuentro is a space where people can openly share ideas and experiences in an atmosphere of respect and equality for everyone while we work for justice in a broader effort for creating a better world. This fourth annual gathering in 2008 brought together many young people from across America in order to support poor people's struggles for dignity and justice, especially the harsh socioeconomic situation of farm workers. The Encuentro is hosted by the Student Farm Worker Alliance, SFA's national network of students and youth work as allies to the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, supporting CIW's campaigns against exploitation by agribusiness and the food and restaurant industry. Farm workers, mostly Latino, Haitian, and Mayan Indians, work long hours in the hot sun, harvesting the fruits and vegetables many Americans eat. The exhaustive hard work is nothing less than modern-day slavery. Abusive crew bosses, uncaring landowners, sub-poverty wages, environmental health problems from exposure to toxic herbicides and pesticides, and exemption from USDA labor laws are the conditions of working the farm fields throughout much of America and especially here in Southwest Florida. On top of all this, the county sheriff's department has a long history of racism and abusive police conduct. In Immokalee, very few deputies speak Spanish or Haitian Creole. These are spoken more than English is in Immokalee. Very few of any sheriff deputies live in the Immokalee area. If law enforcement can't speak the primary language of the people, then how can law enforcement understand this community? My first guest is Kat Rodriguez. Kat is staff coordinator for Coalición de Derechos Humanos, Human Rights Coalition, based in Tucson, Arizona. The Human Rights Coalition is a grassroots organization which promotes respect for human and civil rights, fights the militarization of the southern border region, fights discrimination and human rights abuses by federal, state, and local law enforcement officials affecting U.S. and non-U.S. citizens alike. These are issues Yadkinishi Native Center and other American Indian tribal nations, such as the Toto Odham, Yaqui, Wichol, and Ende Apache, have been very concerned about. In fact, Wolf Mountain Radio has broadcast many news stories in the past, and we continue to report on the situation facing the U.S.-Mexico border area. One of the most egregious examples of human indignity and disrespect of human rights is America's policy and treatment of people termed illegal aliens. The United States Department of Homeland Security's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and the federal agency Border Patrol have a long history of mistreating detainees. Within the past few years, this American xenophobia encouraged the passage of the Secure Fence Act of 2006, where the U.S. is constructing a barrier fence along sections of the U.S.-Mexico border. In addition, there are now National Guard units working with state and local law enforcement agencies along the border region. There has been a tremendous increase of money to fund this buildup of what can only be described as a police state along the border area. A number of sheriff departments, including here in Collier County, Florida, have been authorized to conduct immigration patrols. This is worrisome for Immokalee farm workers who have often been harassed by county sheriff deputies. Last but not least, racism, which has always been present in America, has become much more virulent from the growing anti-immigration movement. It is especially serious along the U.S.-Mexico border from the rise of civilian militias that are well-funded and outfitted with sophisticated communications and surveillance equipment. Many of these citizen groups are tied to the white supremacy movement. It is important to remember that an estimated 4,000 men, women, and children have died trying to enter the United States. Those that have been able to cross the border live in conditions that should sicken all people who have a conscience. Yadkinishi Native Center hopes this program will encourage you to join the movement for human dignity and justice. It is now my pleasure to welcome Kat Rodriguez to Wolf Mountain Radio.
My name is Kat Rodriguez. I am with the Coalición de Derechos Humanos, or the Human Rights Coalition. We're based in Tucson, Arizona. Our website is www.derechoshumanosaz.net. Our 800 number is 1-800-682-4280. And we deal with documenting abuses by law enforcement, border militarization, and helping people assert their rights and know what to do when they're stopped or harassed by law enforcement.
Kate, a few moments ago I briefly mentioned how the anti-immigration movement is becoming much more virulent. During my visits to what is now called the U.S.-Mexico border region, I have seen the growth of civilian militias. Groups like the infamous Minutemen are well-armed and outfitted with state-of-the-art surveillance equipment. There is evidence that some of these citizen groups are linked to white supremacists, which are known to abuse and hurt non-white people. Does your Human Rights Coalition monitor these groups?
One of the areas that I know some action was happening is that Minutemen wanted to have a presence on the Kokopo Nation, and the Kokopo were very firm about, you are not welcome on our land. We do not want that intolerance here. And it was very heartening to see, because what we'd seen a lot with border ranchers is that they were welcoming the Minutemen in, they were allowing them onto their land, and the Kokopo were very firm in saying this is not going to be permitted here. And for the most part, the issue is that these white supremacists believe they're entitled to go anywhere they want. They believe that, you know, they don't recognize that there's a history prior to 1492. They don't recognize that a lot of us did not immigrate from anywhere. We are indigenous to this land. And so it's based in ignorance. It created a lot of hostility and fear. And I don't know how many times I've been, you know, shouted out, like, go back where you came from, or go back to Mexico. And I'm thinking, I am where I came from. Like, where are you from? Do you really want to do a granddaddy test here? Do you want to see whose granddaddy has more rights here? Then I think that that's not often recognized, and I would like to think that people would recognize the hate that's in that, and the ignorance and the xenophobia, and how much it damages our communities and our work.
Kat, as you were just talking about racism and xenophobia, I was also thinking about the issue of the U.S. government building a barrier fence along parts of the southern border to, in their minds, keep out illegal aliens. This is not only a crazy project, but is a waste of millions of U.S. taxpayer dollars. What I guess will be called the Great Wall of Mexico, the fence will have high-tech TV video cameras, sound detection devices, motion sensors, and high-intensity lighting. If this concept wasn't taken so seriously by Congress, I'd have to laugh. Evidently, the 2006 Border Fence Act is a reality. What are your thoughts about this?
Yeah, I mean, it's billions and billions of dollars, and that doesn't include maintenance, doesn't include, you know, upkeep or any of that. So far, the Tonawatam Nation and other indigenous nations have resisted fencing or walls on their land. What the government has done is a strategy of twisting their arm is to build around them to the east and to the west, and it funnels traffic through their land. And so the nation, for example, the Tonawatam Nation, has this flow of migrants coming through, and they're burdened with the cost of having, you know, the medical care, the cost of policing, all of that, and not reimbursed, even though it's a federal policy that's created that funnel effect, that's shifted people through there. The federal government has taken no responsibility and offers no support, you know, financially or in any other way other than supplying them with Hummers, supplying them with militarization weapons and arms to help defend the homeland security. They don't care about sovereignty. And it is a way for them to strong arm the nation. And the nation, which is poor and is getting strapped and is losing money, is having to take these things and accept them because they need the money. You know, it's a strategy. We know it's a strategy and it's working to some degree. But the nations tend to be divided. The Tonawatam Nation are divided. There are people that don't like immigrants, don't like migrants. And there are others that say, they are me. They look just like us. That's us. They're indigenous people. And we know our ways are not to not offer water, to not offer, you know, hospitality. That is our indigenous way to do that, take care of each other and the earth in that way. And so it's unfortunate, but it's understandable. And nations are just like any other community. We're susceptible to ignorance and violence and racism and even against our own.
Kat, throughout our conversation, and I'm sure most of the work your Human Rights Coalition deals with, is the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. This cabinet-level department, created by the 107th Congress in November 2002 under Public Law 107-296, is a very, very powerful U.S. government agency. The Secretary of Homeland Security, under Title I, Section 102, has wide-ranging authority and functions over people's lives that most Americans probably are not even aware of. Subtitle D, for example, deals with immigration enforcement. Would you please comment on the power of the Secretary of Homeland Security?
Sure. Under the Real ID Act, there's section, I can't remember the number, I thought it was 103, it might not be, but it actually gives the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security the power to waive any law that he or she sees fit in the interest of Homeland Security. That means any law that we've secured, any environmental protection, it means any labor law, anything. And if you think about the idea of all of this power resting in one individual, not the president, but in one individual to decide what laws are worthy, then why do we make the laws if this person is going to come in and have the power? And what implications does it have on indigenous communities when sovereignty is established and here's just another way to avoid a treaty or avoid obligations? I mean, that is really disturbing and frightening to think about as indigenous communities, but also as people who live along the border.
On April 9th, they found him. He'd been beaten, bound, and gagged. His lifeless body bore the signs of torture and abuse. 2 short months before he'd come to work in Monterrey, Recordaremos Santiago Cruz. Santiago Cruz was only 29 years old. His brutal killing barely made the news. We demand his murderers be found and brought to justice. Recordaremos Santiago Cruz. Each year, tens of thousands cross the border heading north to pick the crops and labor at the jobs Americans refuse. One man headed south to try to end their exploitation. Recordaremos Santiago Cruz. Santiago Cruz was only 29 years old. His brutal killing barely made the news. We demand his murderers be found and brought to justice. Recordaremos Santiago Cruz. Now the day is coming soon when all the workers in the fields will finally get a living wage for all that they produce. And when the smugglers disappear and the last coyote starves, recordaremos Santiago Cruz. Santiago Cruz was only 29 years old. Cual cobarde apagó su luz. We demand his murderers be found and brought to justice. Recordaremos Santiago Cruz. Santiago Cruz was only 29 years old. Cual cobarde apagó su luz. We demand his murderers be found and brought to justice. Recordaremos Santiago Cruz. We will remember Santiago Cruz. Recordaremos Santiago Cruz.
Music from singer-songwriter Anne Feeney, off her CD entitled Dump the Bosses Off Your Back. The name of that song was A Song for Santiago Cruz. Santiago Cruz was a staff organizer for AFL-CIO's Farm Labor Organization Committee, FLOC. He was viciously tortured and murdered in the union's office in Mexico in April 2007. Part of his work with FLOC was investigating abuses in the recruiting and employment of farm workers going to work in North America. Yad Kiddushi Native Center honors Mr. Santiago Cruz. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yad Kiddushi Native Center. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. I am here at the 4th Annual SFA-CIW Immokalee Encuentro. This national gathering brings students and young people who care about human dignity and justice together for 4 days of networking and workshops. Every year I have the privilege of setting up a small radio broadcast table where I get to interview Encuentro participants who share their concerns. Planning and hosting an intensive event such as the Encuentro takes a lot of hard work and dedication on the part of the few Student Farm Worker Alliance staff here in Immokalee. In addition, the few staff members work very hard every day in keeping the grassroots network of campus and community groups active throughout the year, supporting CIW's campaigns. My next guest, Mark Rodriguez, is one of the fine SFA staff coordinators. Mark earned a master's degree in labor studies from UMass. He is one of the behind-the-scenes persons who do much of the unrecognized but necessary work for the farm worker movement. Mark, I know you are very busy, especially now that the Encuentro is over and people are leaving. I would feel remiss, however, if I didn't at least get you to share a few thoughts about the Encuentro. Welcome, my friend, to Wolf Mountain Radio.
Right now, things are kind of wrapping up here. Sunday afternoon, people are starting to leave, but it was really an amazing weekend. More than 100 people came here from around the country. It was just really shows you the level of commitment and interest there is in this movement amongst young people around the country. We had various sessions on how to organize, how to work with the media, what does it mean to be in solidarity with this struggle, trying to connect it with the reality of that we're on stolen land and we need to take that reality into consideration. At the end of it, I mean, I think we came up with a lot of concrete ideas of how to advance the campaign. and make some big strides in terms of justice for farm workers and also justice for ourselves and our own dignity as young people, and making sure that we're not just manipulated by these corporations and that we're not just mindless consumers who are not putting our foot down and taking a stance for justice.
Mark, CIW and its allies at this year's Encuentro had the special occasion to celebrate a major achievement, namely the new Coalition of Markley Workers Community Center. I remember back in 1993 when a few farm workers would meet at a local church. CIW was just beginning. I remember several work stoppages and later a month-long hunger strike. Even when CIW won victories over Taco Bell, Burger King, and McDonald's, the coalition operated out of a very cramped and run-down space. Now this nice building has rooms for meetings, classes, offices, daycare, a food co-op, and my favorite, CIW's radio station. To me, this new building is a historic chapter in the coalition's history. Mark, would you share your thoughts?
What we're talking about here is basically a struggle that is rooted in a community that has really been forgotten and neglected by the outside world, basically. And it's a community that doesn't have a lot of resources, is under a lot of oppression, there's a lot of exploitation that happens here. But at the same time, it's a community that has rallied around this idea that a better world is possible, that people can stand up on their own and for themselves and fight for their own rights and their own dignity and their own lives. You know, up to this point, the CIW has been doing this work just on a very shoestring budget, just kind of scrapping it out, really using their truth as their ultimate weapon, and doing that out of a tiny little office that was kind of falling apart. But now, as you mentioned, we're in this new community center with all the beautiful art and paintings and memories from the movement up on the wall. And it's going to allow the CIW to have bigger meetings with the community and to just strengthen their work in general. They have a nice studio for the community radio station here, which is going to help them to reach out to more people and get that word out. So we're very excited about being in here and seeing what the possibilities are going to be.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. Isn't all that glitter is gold? After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Most people think great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights.
Get up, stand up.
Jab, jab.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up the fight.
Life is your right.
Get up, stand up.
So we can't give up the fight.
Stand up for your right.
Lord, Lord.
Get up, stand up.
Keep us traveling on.
Don't give up the fight.
Yeah.
You're sick and tired of your ism, schism, game, dying and go to heaven in a Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand, Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you gonna
we gonna
do?
Stand up for our
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You better get up,
stand up
in the
don't
morning.
Give it up,
stand up.
music from Bob Marley and the Wailers off his CD Legend. The name of that special song is Get Up, Stand Up. My next guest on Wolf Mountain Radio's Voices for Justice youth activist at the 2008 Immokalee Encuentro is SFA Steering Committee member, my friend Candy Vasquez. Candy grew up as a son of Immokalee farm workers. He went on to graduate from Florida State University and has come home to continue to work for farm worker justice. I had the pleasure to meet Candy, his mother and sister, in January 2005 when the Coalition of Immokalee Workers hosted a two-day interfaith symposium entitled Human Rights and the Struggle for Fair Food, Making Dr. King's Dream Our Reality. Dr. King supported farm worker justice as part of America's civil rights movement. Candy, welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio. Would you please share your thoughts about the Encuentro?
My name is Candy Vasquez. I'm from Immokalee, Florida. I was thoroughly moved and impressed with the entire staff on the Encuentro, and there's so many people here that on so many levels we connect that it ceases to amaze me every time I'm around such people. We can be in such a huge community of this part of the world and still have so much in common and still feels like a little town. I see no difference with a lot of these people on the way I see Immokalee. Like here in Immokalee, we're a small town. We have a rural kind of culture with a lot of movement all the time for jobs. When I was growing up as a migrant worker with my parents, it was weird because you would find the worst people in the world being in charge of our family in the fields, or like landlords that were scumbags. And at the same time, we would find amazingly genuine people, amazing volunteers, amazing activists who really want to see a better world. All of those old experiences of my childhood, I think, are rejuvenated here. This sense of family again. My family has gotten torn apart quite a few times. My mom, my dad, they've always taught us to seek out things that not only help us survive, but help continue struggling for a just world in our lives, personal and in our community.
Imagine there is a radio station working for a better world, social justice and human rights. Independent broadcasting 24 hours a day. Radio for Peace International, Costa Rica. We are giving voice to the voiceless.
My next guest is a good friend of mine, Mr. Jordan Buckley. Jordan is a staff member of Interfaith Action of Southwest Florida. IFA is a network of clergy and people of faith who work in partnership with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. IFA gives a moral voice for justice. I also want to mention that Jordan has been a volunteer with a human rights witness project in Guatemala. As a native journalist in Central America, I likewise saw many abuses of human rights and violence against Mayan Indians. Some of those people's children and grandchildren are now the suffering farm workers here in Immokalee. Jordan, welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio. In the short time you have to speak with us, would you please share your thoughts about this Encuentro?
I think it's always been great to come here to the Encuentro. This year especially, we have over 100 people now that are here. And we talk about building a movement, but equally important is building a community, building these relationships with one another, learning what one another is thinking about and the types of activities that one another are working on in our own respective communities, and kind of taking the best of those ideas back to our own communities to move forward with a better ideas and a better future for everybody.
Jordan, listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio have heard many of our programs about the Coalition of Immokalee Workers' struggles with agribusiness and fast food restaurant industry, especially the successful campaigns against Yum Brands Taco Bell, Burger King, and McDonald's. At this year's Encuentro, we've been strategizing on CIW's campaign against the restaurant chain Subway. Would you please give a short briefing about this project?
Subway's pretty focused on shaming people into feeling that they have to buy their product in order to feel good about themselves. We saw some commercials yesterday by a brand busting workshop led by April Kaplowitz, who's from Austin, Texas, high school activist there. And she showed different commercials that just really depicted the shame and the fear that Subway tries to instill in would-be consumers to purchase their product. For us, that's totally unacceptable. It's bad enough to assume that we're stupid enough that these sort of things are going to work on convincing us to buy their products. But all the more when we actually know the exploitation that exists in the supply chain and what it takes to get a tomato from the plant onto their sandwiches. You know, we're not going to have that. We're not going to be buying that. And until Subway is willing to step up, come to the table, and address the human rights abuses that are potentially transpiring in their supply chain, we're going to be full on calling on them to do the right thing, come to the table with the CIW, and address these issues.
Marchándose al norte, iba en busca de una vida digna, cruzando México por valles y por montes, iba Juan lleno de fe. La historia es que Juan se iba a casar María embarazada, pero él no tenía ni un centavo, ni un clavo que darle. Pero este Juan iba muy decidido, y a la frontera él llegó con todo el filo. Se conectó con el mero mayor de los coyotes y la historia le contó. Mire usted que yo quiero cruzarme ya a San Diego Chicano. Dígame usted lo que hago, qué precio le pagó. canto de María, con la cual se casaría. Le prometió que él regresaría para formar todo un hogar. Pero el coyote Juan lo traicionó, dejándolo al olvido. De tres balas se tronaron a Juan. Pobre de Juan, no regresó.
Listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitichi Native Center. Yat Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center is an intertribal culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yat Kitichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their world views in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yat Kitichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing Indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yat Kitichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yat Kitichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yat Kitichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yatkidichi Native Center, write to Yatkidichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yatkidichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinawatakusin, to all of our relations.
The music you heard prior to our Yatkidichi Native Center program identification was Musica de la Coalición de Trabajadores de Immokalee, music from a Coalition of Immokalee Workers 2004 benefit CD. The name of that tune from singer-songwriter Mana was Pobre Juan. Well, dear friends, we're nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. I wish to again express my appreciation to today's program guests, Kat Rodriguez from the Human Rights Coalition, Mark Rodriguez from the Student Farmworker Alliance, Candy Vasquez from Immokalee, and Jordan Buckley from Interfaith Action of Southwest Florida, for sharing their views on Wolf Mountain Radio. Please visit the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, Student Farmworker Alliance, and Interfaith Action's websites for more information. They are www.ciw-online.org, www.sfalliance.org, and www.interfaithact.org. The Tucson, Arizona Human Rights Coalition's website, which Kat Rodriguez coordinates, is www.derechoshumanosaz.net. Yatkidichi Native Center, host and producer of Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, encourages worldwide listeners to get involved in campaigns and actions for justice, however you can and wherever you live. The society we now have and the type of life future generations will inherit depends upon everyone everywhere working together for a better world for all. We shall conclude today's program with music from Dene, singer-songwriter J.B. Gay, off his Canyon Records CD entitled Song of Colors. The name of the song we will hear is Grandma's Teaching. In most every society, especially tribal cultures, our elders are revered for their knowledge and wisdom. Grandmothers, many of whom are clan mothers, teachings are greatly respected. As I travel this red road path of life, I hope I bring honor to the grandmothers that taught me to care for Mother Earth and all life. I hope their voices are heard through our Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices programs. Thank you for listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kinawatakusin, to all of our relations.
Ah, hey, I know, 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 hey I don't know.